issues in Daf Yomi 12a in Brachot. The Gemara discusses what happens if someone takes a cup of wine and he thinks it's beer, and he starts to think that he's going to make the bracha on the beer, and then finally he decided in the end to make the correct bracha on wine. Then he does get the mitzvah, because at least he finished with the right thing. What happens if he started saying Yotzer Or, the morning blessing, and then he finished with the evening blessing? He would not fulfill the mitzvah. It all goes according to the conclusion of what he says. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. However, the Rambam reads it like this. He says, no, if a person made the bracha of shahakol, thinking it was shahakol, and then he finished the blessing of the shahakol, and then he changes his mind, he switches to Bri Gafen, so then it all goes according to the final words. So we're really talking about someone who makes a complete blessing, not someone who switches in the middle. You see, according to Rashi, the only problem is that he was thinking the wrong thing. And then we raise a problem, and that Tosus raises a question. And that is, if it's only a problem of what you're thinking, well, don't we hold mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana? We don't need to be thinking about the right thing. As long as we say the right thing, we do the right thing, that's the important thing. So, of course, if you hold that mitzvot tzrichos kavanah, that indeed mitzvot do require kavanah, then it's not a question. But if you hold, like Rav Haigon, that mitzvot do not require kavanah, then it is an interesting question. The Rabbeinu Yonah answers that even if you say that mitzvot do not require intent, that's only with an action, because the actions speak for themselves. But with words, if you don't have proper intent for words, what's the point of a word if it don't have the right intent? Rashbam says that whereas you might say mitzvot do not require kavana intent, but over here, where you have the wrong intent, you're thinking the opposite thought. If you're not thinking anything, it's fine. But if you're thinking that it's wine, it's really grape juice, or it's really grape juice, and it's really wine, then that's a negative intent, and that would invalidate it. There's also a question as to whether what's the relationship of this sugya to the question of toch kedei dibur. Because what if, because Tosus raises the question, what if within 3 seconds, within the time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, hello Rabbi, all of a sudden you change the blessing, so it should be okay. It should not require you to go back. So that becomes a different question of Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur, of whether if you said something quickly enough, would it change the matter? So there's a lot of different questions of what's really going on in this Gemara on 12a and Pasach B'Dechamra. Is it a question of intent? Is it a question of Toch Kedei Dibur, of saying something quickly or correcting yourself, and how quickly you can correct yourself without having invalidated everything? Or is the question really of Kol HaHolech Achar Chitum, that it's a question of how you conclude things? That's the most important question. But in any event, the Rif would not be bothered by the question of the mitzvos ein tzrichos kavanah, because the Rif holds that mitzvos tzrichos kavanah, he holds mitzvos do require kavanah. So these are some of the discussions about this Gemara, about Pasuk with the Chamra, and some want to bring this Gemara as a proof that mitzvos, that we would say that mitzvos do require kavanah, because if you said it the wrong way and you were thinking the wrong thing, that it would invalidate the blessing.